Welcome to GovIT, a monthly podcast series from TD SYNNEX Public Sector, where we discuss the next generation of public sector IT solutions with the technology innovators driving the change. I'm your host, Tom Temin. Each month, we explore a different technology, what it is, and how it can help public sector organizations achieve their modernization goals and accomplish their missions. In this episode, we sit down with Oracle's Vice President for Product Development, Robert Schimpf, to discuss keeping Linux free and open for everyone. And maybe you could begin by summarizing Oracle's Linux strategy. Not sure people are familiar that you have one.
Yeah, well, we are, in fact, one of the most popular Linux distributions out there. And there's four parts to our strategy. First, we're focused on enterprises, businesses that need performance and scalability, security in their operating system. Second, we support them across a wide range of deployment options, such as on-premises or in the cloud or at the edge of the network. And third, we believe that our customers need complete solutions, not just another Oracle Linux OS. They want everything that they need to deploy and optimize and manage the applications, which includes automation tools, virtualization, management tools, high availability, Kubernetes, and lots of other stuff. So we provide all that software and the support in a single support subscription. And then fourth, application compatibility with Red Hat remains a very important part of our strategy because people want a choice of OS vendors that can run their applications in a compatible fashion. And that's why we also believe that Linux needs to remain open and freely available. It makes all of the competitors in the market more efficient and cost-effective while, you know, promoting innovation for our customers.
Yeah, that's kind of the original premise, is that it is open. And then with value-added services, people have something that's an enterprise-grade product.
Right. I mean, if for those who remember the Unix wars, we don't want to go back to that.
I do remember them, and you're right. Nobody wants to go back to them. And tell us about what Oracle contributes to the Linux kernel, how you get that promulgated throughout this kind of open source ecosystem.
Sure. We are constantly developing and sharing our Linux innovations back with the larger Linux community. And there are far more recent Oracle innovations than most people really realize. We have one of the largest Linux development teams in the industry. For example, one major focus area for us is security. We've done lots of things in this area, such as improvements to QEMU, which is the backbone of virtualization in Linux. One of the most common complaints about QEMU is that it has a monolithic architecture. There's just one general purpose process that does both control and emulation, and that exposes a lot more surface area to security vulnerabilities than that we in turn have to protect against ourselves. So Oracle has led the effort to implement a multi-process QEMU to run emulated devices in separate processes for isolation. And those separate processes can have a lot tighter security policies, so the attack surface is reduced compared to the older monolithic QEMU process. And if it's compromised, it'll be a lot more difficult to do damage to the host OS. Another example is the Grub2 bootloader, the most popular bootloader. And we played a leading role in resolving the boot hole security vulnerability in Grub2. Oracle developers are Grub2 upstream maintainers, and they took the lead on both the disclosure coordination and the technical solutions around that boot hole security vulnerability. And we coordinated across the industry for our response and delivered a very quick fix to all our customers. And there are a lot more examples than that, such as shielded instances and NFS transparent encryption and so on. Just in the security area, lots and lots of other innovations in file systems and memory management and things like that.
The theme here is that the open source model really benefits everyone in the community.
Absolutely. So all of this, not just from Oracle, but lots of other companies, goes upstream. And that has improved Linux continually over the last, whatever it's been, 30 plus years. And I would argue that it is now the premier operating system in the world.
Now, there was some controversy in the middle of last year with IBM and Red Hat announcing limited availability to Red Hat Enterprise Linux source code. What about that announcement, and how did the community kind of gather around it?
So this is a little bit discouraging. IBM announced that it was going to make its Red Hat Enterprise Linux source code available only to those who have a RHEL support subscription. So source code for Red Hat Enterprise Linux is no longer publicly available. And IBM subscription agreements specify that you are in breach of contract if you use those subscription services to redistribute source code. So this is really actually just the latest in a long line of restrictions imposed by IBM to reduce competition. Some years ago, source code was made much more difficult to download, for example, by Red Hat. And they've killed off projects like Spacewalk and Overt and so on. And a few years ago, the CentOS distribution was also stopped. So the Linux developer community has expressed a lot of concern about these moves. Oracle, SUSE, and a company called CIQ, which makes Rocky Linux, announced that they were going to get together to continue to deliver a RHEL compatible set of distributions. We specifically at Oracle reiterated our commitment to the Linux market and the Linux customers and our commitment to open RHEL compatibility. So for as long as we will be distributing Linux, Oracle will make its binaries and source code publicly and freely available. We've been doing this for many, many years, gosh, almost 20 years now. And we have no paywall in front of any of our code. So you can download the code, all the updates, all of the patches and so on, and use it any way you want, all for free. We also welcome downstream distributions of every kind, community or commercial, happy to work with any distributors to make ease that process. And you can understand that the value to Oracle is that we create a really healthy ecosystem. And that is why we and these other companies who distribute Linux came together to form this Open ELA or Open Enterprise Linux Association to ensure that.
Tell us more about that, how it works, what's going on there.
Sure. So Open ELA is an association that was created by Oracle and SUSE and CIQ for enterprise Linux open source. You can understand that open source and community is really in the DNA of distributors like Oracle and SUSE. We've hard-coded those virtues and principles within the core tenets of OpenELA. So we together enthusiastically encourage the broader community to participate in this process, in this association. We welcome all contributors, any individuals, corporations, or any other entity that share those values of open source, very much welcomed at OpenELA. So our end product is freely available, fully redistributable, and well-maintained enterprise Linux software source code. The purpose of OpenELA is to collaborate together on enterprise Linux as an open source project, and we as partner organizations will collaborate on the maintenance and support of that source code from which downstream binary distributions can be built. We as a association exists to enable others to produce those Linux binaries and deliver them to their respective customer bases. So, you know, a lot of people ask me, well, exactly what is Enterprise Linux? There are a lot of Linux distributions out there, hundreds, that are perfectly suitable for enterprise use. The purpose or the charter of OpenELA is to create an enterprise Linux source code base that is bug for bug compatible with Red Hat Enterprise Linux and CentOS, because clearly that's the most popular set of APIs that ISVs and others write their applications to. So we want to continue to keep that very broad ecosystem. OpenELA is not going to be offering its own binary distribution. The goal of the project is to create open source code from which others can do that. We will allow everyone to build off of the OpenELA source code. No license restrictions whatsoever. You don't have to join OpenELA. You can go there yourself to Git and download all the code and have at it. Do whatever you'd like with that. The founding organizations are responsible for the core development and maintenance of the site, and we hope that we'll see involvement of a much larger open source community over time. We're already seeing that today. And all that source code is available via Git directly from us. Everything is organized and packaged in a way that makes it easy for downstream developers to build their own distributions and to access and contribute sources and so on.
And the response in the market's been pretty good so far?
Yeah. We've had a tremendously positive response from large partners, ISVs, down all the way down to individual developers in the community. We're just seeing a lot of interest and activity in the association for use of this technology. So it's quite encouraging.
Robert Schimpf is Senior Vice President for Product Management at Oracle. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
For more information on Oracle Linux and OpenELA, please visit openela.org and oracle.com/Linux. You've been listening to GovIT from TD SYNNEX Public Sector. We'll be back soon with more public sector IT content. I'm Tom Temin.